Twinned. Twinned. Totally wholesome, not dirty podcast.
Oh, beautiful. And it sounds even better when you say it in your accent.
Sounds even better. You know what? I've got an even better idea.
Oh, please.
Welcome to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty Podcast. Welcome. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, I don't know how to turn this off.
Okay. Throw it back.
I really don't know how to stop it. I'm just going to turn it off. The Woo. End. That was a great introduction.
Well, that one is hurting.
You gotta let the air come right. back into it. Ready? 3, 2. Got a bit of wind.
Oh, welcome to the land down under. We're coming to you live from Melbourne.
There's no orn in it.
Yeah, someone told me that, like, back in the day when I was a cam model, I had a lot of Australian fans.
Yeah.
And they would spell it out, so I would always say Melbourne.
Melbourne. Like,
no. Melbourne. No.
Melbourne.
Melbourne. Melbourne. Melbourne.
Melbourne.
With the best coffee and the best people, because we got to experience something very amazing today. Well, I did. You experience it all the time. Pole dancing.
Not with you, though. No.
That was an experience unto itself. She's so graceful. And I would like to introduce Caroline, who is my Down Under friend, and she has decided to grace us all with her presence today, and is an amazing pole instructor. And what else, what other accolades would you like to tell the listeners about?
I also work at a pet shop, and I'm a puppy school trainer.
Oh, I didn't even know that you train puppies. That's so cute.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
How long have you been doing that for?
I did all like the training for it about 2 years ago, but I kind of put it on the back burner.
Yeah, with everything.
But now it's all happening. So
awesome.
I'm a pole dancer and a puppy school teacher.
I love that. How long have you been doing pole for? Because you're just like so effortlessly graceful. I was just watching. I try to like replicate everything that I see and it doesn't work. Like, it was okay by the end of it, but
it was pretty good.
I see you move and you're just like, it's just the flow is just so there and natural. It's so good.
I started in 2010. So, it was my best friend's hen's day and I had the opportunity to organize that. So Ooh. I was like, we're doing pole dancing.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah. So, we all had a great time, but then it literally took me, I reckon about 6 months to kind of have the guts to actually sign up and join.
Yeah.
Cause it was still really taboo back then. So
yeah,
2010 was still like, oh, you do pole dancing.
Yeah.
Like,
ooh, you slut.
Very taboo. Yeah. Yeah. Like, are you just doing this for attention? Like, oh my God. Like, yeah. So it was,
Isn't that, whenever I hear that, it's like, you're just doing this for attention. It's like, isn't that why everybody does anything? Doesn't everybody just want attention or is that just me? Young age, everything you do, like, look at me do this, look at this thing, like, everyone wants attention from someone. How is that a negative thing? You're saying that you, as this person commenting this or saying this, you've never wanted attention in your life?
That's true. But I think this was like pre Instagram exploding. It was still kind of the MySpace era.
Yeah, that's true.
So 2010 Instagram wasn't as huge.
It was just like photos of people's like bagels and stuff.
Bagels, yes. Bagel.
Oh, yes.
Bagel.
That's a Michigan thing for sure, I think, because I can't bring myself to say bagel. And there it is. But like, it doesn't come out. I have to think about it. I've always said bagel and no one corrected
bagel.
Me until I was like in my 20s. And so now it's stuck.
It's like when you see depot, right?
Yeah.
But you're like, no, depot.
Depot, yeah.
Depot. Let's go to the depot.
I've been on a bit of a depot this trip, let me tell you. I'm so excited for Vegas again.
Don't you hate ads? They take away from the conversation. But you can go ad-free with us at patreon.com/twndpodcast. We create monthly photo sets, host Zoom chats for our dirtbag tiers, and even create short films. We have a wholesome pledge option if you want to show a little support, or dirtbag tier if you want to go all the way with us. We release episodes a day early for all tiers, and each episode is ad-free. So if you want to level up, go to patreon.com/twndpodcast and show your support.
So what anyway. Made you want to, like, go through and, like, actually went from starting, what made you want to, like, start teaching it, and how far was that, like, timeline, I guess? Like,
yeah. Previously, before I started pole, I was doing taekwondo. So I was on the national squad for Australia, and I won a bronze medal for the Commonwealth Games, which is...
Look at you. That's awesome.
Yeah, so that was really good. But I just really got sick of the politics in taekwondo, and also I was sick of the bruises, and just it didn't really pay the bills. So I was trying to work full time and train to a national standard, and it was too much. So I was like, I need to find something else that is going to give me that dopamine hit. And so I tried pole dancing, and I was like, oh my God, this is it. Like, this is, it's just all about that feminine power and like really learning about what your body can do rather than what it looks like. And then obviously after you've experienced today, right? Like, it's a workout. So essentially it's like,
Because you look at it and people assume like, oh, it's like that. Oh, you're just doing it for attention thing. But it's like, no, you try to get up there and do it because you can't, even if you're like, like, I would think I'm a fairly strong person.
You are very strong.
Yep. But even, like, the things that you're showing me, I'm like, I don't even know. I kicked my foot, like, into the pole. I slammed my labia into the pole. There was a little scraping action that happened. I was happy to have balls. So it's very, like, body intensive. And I'm sore now. Yep. And I'm not usually sore after training, but it's totally different muscles.
You're pretty strong as well, though. Like, you're pretty strong. Like, most people that have never really done pole or have dabbled a little bit, they wouldn't be able to do what you're able to do.
Oh,
like,
really?
Some people, when they start, they cannot lift themselves upside down.
Yeah. It's well, I mean, hard. I guess that's just like training as well, right? It's like you start from a point that probably helped me be able to do it. It's like some people can't even do one push-up, you know?
Yes.
And they have to get to the point of training like on their knees and then progressing upwards, or like,
exactly,
you know, how we were talking about doing ring pull-ups. It's like, I can do them on the bar and getting them on the rings. It's like, well, this is the same motor pattern.
Yes.
But like, why is it so much harder?
Yeah. There's other factors that, exactly. So I think what's good about it in terms of like femininity and feminine power or whatever is the fact that it's like, you don't think that you're exercising, but you repeat the same moves every week, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, what I couldn't do 4 weeks ago, now I can. And I'm like, wow. So there's that sense of achievement as well, which kind of feeds into like, oh, like I can actually do something, like, and this is fun, and it's in a female environment, so it's not really judgmental. Everybody's there to kind of support one another and like celebrate everyone's wins. Like, oh my God, is that your first time going upside down? That's awesome. Like, it's just a really nice supportive environment.
It's like getting a PR in the gym where it's like, oh, I couldn't do this before, but it's like you're working towards something. And I think the thing that's cool about pole too, like people who haven't ever done pole fitness, like I've discussed with you, it's like I used to just have a pole in my cam room back in the day.
That's it.
Had no idea what I was doing. And I would just hang upside down or just sit and climb up there and spin around in a circle. Like, it's nothing, right? But some people think, oh, if you do pole dancing, like, you're like a stripper or like whatever. Not that there's anything wrong with being a stripper.
That's right.
But it's like, that's just what you assume. It's like, no, maybe it's just like lifting weights isn't necessarily your jam, and that's not necessarily what feeds you, but you want to have something that you can like feel yourself, you can get into the music, you can be in tune with your body about like how, like when you were humping the pole, it looked so sexy. And I was having to think, I was like, do I jam? Which way do I roll? Like,
that's,
I can't. And so you have to really think about that. You just look at someone like you do it and you're just like, wow, easy. I can just wait.
I can't. Like, so, what we said before, it's like this.
Which I was never good at, ever. I'm going to try to practice that and be like, I can't.
There's just so much going on.
You just want to tap everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, Yeah, there's definitely so much thought that goes into it, which, but when someone is good at it and who has trained for a long time like you, it just all looks so fluid and easy. But I think that's the cool thing about any sort of training, whether it's like things like calisthenics or lifting heavy weights in the gym. It's like you have to really work and progress towards it. And then, like you said, you feel that sense of accomplishment after. And then you're like, okay, well, I've reached this hurdle. What the fuck can I do next?
The
possibilities are endless. Like, you were trying new stuff today.
Exactly.
Which was like, yeah,
exactly. And I was like, not today.
Yeah.
Well, not today.
Not every day is the day to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. So I had a thought, and then I just lost it again.
It went.
Goodbye.
I'm
actually so cut, from the pole. Like, I'm not even kidding.
It went from your body will just find its own rhythm.
So Caroline was trying to teach me how to put my legs in the air and shake my butt by moving my knees, and she says that your body will find your own rhythm. And apparently my rhythm is no rhythm at all, because I just looked like a cockroach that someone had sprayed with just a pest control. And I'm like,
actually,
like my arms are moving for some reason. It doesn't it's like you don't move your arms, it's just your knees. Oh my god. So did you have any,
Pride dance training? No?
Oh.
I was trying to read your mind.
Sure. No, go for it. Did you have any Pride dance training?
No.
I was kind of thinking of, people being negative once they found out that you did that. Like, what was that like for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally. So, I got married in 2010, so I've been married for, hang on, how many years is that? And we're in 2025, so 15, it'll be 15 years this year, which is a long time. So, as I said, prior to pole, I did taekwondo, and I mean, you're wearing basically like white tracksuit pants or pajamas, and so you're fully covered. And
so you go from fully covered to I need my skin to adhere to the pole. So now you have to dress.
You have to dress,
quote unquote, slutty by people's perception.
Exactly. But and also like the shoes that we wear, it's like a PVC. So when you add that kind of tacky PVC next to the pole, it adds for your grip strength. So not only do you need your skin to grip the pole, but you can also use shoes that help aid like being able to grip to the pole.
Yeah.
So it's just that whole aesthetic, and then
but such a good aesthetic.
It is. I know, it's the best.
There's so many cool outfits pick from. Like, it's just amazing.
Exactly. So I think a lot of people's perceptions, especially back when I started, was it was still very underground. It was still very taboo. So if you told someone that you were doing pole dancing, they automatically assumed that you were stripping or you just wanted to do it for attention. And Instagram was, as I said, just kind of coming out at that stage. So if you posted a picture of yourself on a pole with thigh high PVC boots and, you know, smaller shorts resembling almost a bikini, it was like, oh, she's just putting herself out there because she wants the attention. Yeah.
Like,
and
I just want to show what I can do. And this is the outfit I have to do.
I'm fucking proud.
Yeah.
Right. And I've worked my ass off. Like, literally, I've worked my ass off.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking proud of how hard I've worked and aesthetically how my body looks and what it can do. I'm going to fucking show everybody because I'm proud.
Yeah.
And I don't give a fuck if it's a female giving me praise or it's a male giving me praise.
Yeah.
It's like, thank you. I'm going to take that compliment. Thank you very much. And it's not because I don't understand why.
It's not like, oh, I require the attention of these people. It's almost like I have done this thing that I am myself very proud of.
Yeah.
And if other people think that's cool, sick. But I'm going to be doing it regardless. It's not like I'm doing it for them.
No.
I'm doing it because I want to.
For me.
And if they happen to enjoy it as well,
that's right.
Dope.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we had a few of our friends. I don't talk to them much anymore because of this, but they would say things to my husband behind my back like, oh, she's just doing this for attention, why is she posting so many pictures of herself like like that. And I'm like, what do you mean like that? I'm like, how fucking dare you? Mm. Am I allowed to swear?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Fuck yeah. Cunt, shit, fuck.
Like, how dare you talk to my husband behind my back.
And also, like, he's not going to say anything.
And say things like, I'm just doing it for attention. Hang on a second. If you've never experienced the pole community, or you've never been to a class, or you've never experienced the transformation within yourself and also your peers,
yeah,
how dare you judge me on the reasons why I decide to do my sport of choice? You know,
what it sounds like to me with situations and people like that is that they want attention and they are upset that you are receiving attention and they are not, and that's why they are injecting themselves into your business, because they are interesting enough to have people interested in what the fuck they're doing,
right?
And I think, like, and I know that, like, people have issues with, like, the adult industry and stripping and blah, blah, blah. Yes, it's not for everyone. But honestly, like, with something like a pole class, I'm not saying that, like, go out and be a stripper or whatever. And I'm not saying to not do that. Yeah. Be a stripper. Go be a fucking stripper.
Totally.
I don't give a shit.
Totally.
Like, but I think that there's something, it's like you're closing yourself off then from the possibility of discovering something about yourself. Because maybe you try it and maybe you're like, okay, this isn't for me.
That's it.
But maybe you unlock something in yourself that makes you less of a, I don't know, judgmental bitch.
Yes. Thank you.
Maybe you're just like, hey, oh, I'm actually like feeling myself. Oh, I finally humped that pole correctly.
Yeah.
And I feel kind of sexy. Like, maybe I could go home and actually blow my husband for once. Like, you
literally,
know what I mean?
Literally. But it just, it makes you so confident.
Yeah.
Confident, like, within yourself, about yourself. It's like, oh, I didn't realize my ass could look that great. Like,
yeah.
Oh, and this is awesome.
What's wrong with having some pride in that?
It's exactly. Like,
would you rather just be self-loathing and every time you look in the mirror, you're just like, oh, like this and this and nitpick this thing? Or worse yet, to be one of those people that's like, oh, look at her. She's just doing that for attention. It's like, why? Because, like, you're not receiving that attention because you don't look like that.
That's right.
Like, you just want to complain about
someone else. Or you're uncomfortable. Yes. You're uncomfortable looking at yourself. So you don't understand why another woman is perfectly happy and comfy. That's right. Yep. But it's all how, like, society says women should act and behave, right? So they're like, oh, no, good girls don't do that.
Nice,
yeah, exactly.
And be so concealed and conservative.
Yes.
And it's like,
we're not taught to be happy with ourselves. We're not taught to be, like, comfortable in our own skin.
No.
We're told to, like, cover up and do all of that kind of stuff. We're not allowed to, like, fully
your
express.
Your body is only for your husband, only for your partner.
No, and it's fuck, like, off. It's for
and
me.
It's like, why?
It's for me.
Yeah, it is mine. Like, what if that person wasn't there? It's like, I should just also become. Imagine, like, you live alone.
Yeah.
You're single.
Yeah.
You're just, like, never supposed to look at yourself.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Exactly.
Like, I have a partner. Sometimes I'm just, like, looking at myself in the mirror and just get naked. I'm like, like,
doing a rat today. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Like, I just think that there's something so powerful about, like, and I'm not saying, like, everybody gets, like, body dysmorphia now and then, like, oh, I'm not feeling myself today or whatever. But if you have something like that, whether it's, like, working out or pole, or if you're a model, you're doing whatever, you have certain things that can kind of take you out of that point. Like, I don't know what it is for you, but sometimes I, like, will not be, I was not feeling myself at all. And I will, like, force myself to do my makeup, do my hair, take some photos, and, like, or sometimes do photos, like, without doing anything to myself. Just be like, find something that you like.
Yeah.
Like, find some things that you like about yourself. Because it's like, if you're too hard on yourself all the time, then you start to do that externalizing thing where you're taking out the things that you maybe are unhappy with about yourself on other people, because you see someone with something that you have, doing something that you want to do, you know, and then you're like, the envy starts and the jealousy starts, and then that's a bad place to get trapped into as well.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Totally.
Yeah. People are wild.
They really are. I know. So I just, I really, I feel sorry for the people that just decide to close their mind off to other ideas of exercise, or even just, being with your own feminine power. Like, I'm like, what's happened in your life that you want to project that negativity onto somebody else that's feeling amazing and doing something that they really enjoy in an excellent environment.
Yeah, because I feel like if you are actually, like, confident with yourself, even if, like, that isn't for you, you can objectively look at someone else and be like, well, that's what's working for them.
Exactly.
And it's not going to affect you. It's like, it comes down to things like even political beliefs or religion. It all stems from this place of, like, if you are actually that confident in what you believed, someone else believing something different, having a different opinion, wouldn't affect you so much that you have to, like, lash out.
Do
you
know what I mean?
Be open to, like, a discussion or, like, well, why do you feel that way? Why do you think this way? Let's have a discussion about it instead of just, like, no, that's not for me, and so fuck you. Like, we can't have this conversation and get away from me and don't shove that in my face. And it's like, nothing's being shoved in your face. You can walk away. Like, you don't have to look at the thing. You don't have to.
Exactly.
So that's like people involving themselves going to your husband and being like, well, why is she doing these things? It's like, well, why do you care?
What exactly?
How is it affecting you? You're allowing it to affect you.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. So that really made me mad when I first started, because I was like, how dare you? Like, how dare you attack something about me that I'm doing for myself that makes me really happy, and you're like, what the fuck? What, like, why would you ever do that? It blows my mind. Anyway, so to this day, I remember since that happened, I really took a back step from those friends.
Yeah.
And then
when you do things like this and you find your confidence in something, and it's not even necessarily like just like this, but I think it comes down to everything. When you start setting boundaries and finding a level of respect for yourself on whatever level it is, you find out who your people are.
Totally.
And it shows you so quick that it's like whiplash. You're like, wait, what did I do? Like, what happened? Oh, I set a boundary. Oh, I said how I actually felt about something. Like, thinking that this person was a part of my life and so we could have a conversation.
Yeah.
And they show you so fucking quick. And then it's almost that feeling of, like you're, like, all of a sudden alone. Like, and not completely alone. Like, maybe you have your partner, you have some people stick around. But it is that feeling of, like, wait, is there something wrong with me for actually having this confidence, for, like, feeling this way about myself, for establishing a boundary? What's wrong with me? And it's like, no.
No.
It's what's wrong with other people. Because if people care about you, then they will respect those boundaries. They'll respect your decisions, even if they're not for them.
That's
right. Because they're not decisions you're making for other people. They're trying to make decisions for you. So, yeah, don't let people do that shit to you. It's fucked up. It's not worth it.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like a water?
No, I actually have this liquid IV. Did you know that one stick of liquid IV dissolved in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more effectively than water alone with the help of CTT technology? And I have some here if you would like to pour some into a glass. We have a lot of fun choices when you shop at liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that you purchase. You can pick some of our personal favorites if you want to give them a try, like sugar-free rainbow sorbet. We also have a strawberry lemonade.
Oh.
We have golden cherry, wapow, and a new flavor that I haven't tried yet that I thought maybe would be beneficial to you in your time of suffering, because it is the flu season and you want to stay immunized.
Yes.
So there's a new passion fruit flavor, and it has a hydration boost, but also I believe this is the one that has the vitamin C boost. Let me see. And immune support. You want to keep your immune.
It has zinc.
Level up your immunity. So many people, when they're doing builds on things like Elden Ring, they don't think about the status effects from things that get thrown at you on a daily basis. You need to build up your immunity stats. Your immunity stats are lacking, so stack that shit up. Go to liquidiv.com, use code TWND, save 15%, get free shipping, and elevate that immunity boost.
Ooh, and it's got mango? Hello.
God, I could have been an auctioneer.
I had, like, when I got started in the industry, it was the same with, like, so many friends. Like, I kind of just stopped trying to make friends for the most part. Like, and, you know, now things like my job and, like, pole dancing and stuff, like, are more acceptable. Still not, you know, completely, like, wave the flag. It's amazing. But it is, I guess, more accepted now. But definitely back, because I started in 2012, 2013-ish. And it was very much like people, I thought my friends, it's like, well, we just can't accept you now, or the same thing, talking shit behind your back.
Yes.
Or you would think like, oh, let me tell you about this thing. And how I started was just webcamming. So it's me alone in a room with a camera.
Yeah.
talking to people online, getting a little naked, flicking the bean a little bit, like nothing crazy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, I would let someone know, like I'd make a girlfriend, right? And they're like, well, what do you do? And I'd be like, okay, we've hung out enough times, I think I can tell you.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden it's like, you're going to try to fuck my boyfriend. It's like, what?
What?
I have no interest in your crusty, dusty ass fucking boyfriend with cum in his beard. Like, I don't, like, ew.
Yeah.
I'd be more likely to try to fuck you than your boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And it's like,
oh.
And it's one of those things where it's just like, and even with like porn stars, for instance, who like, I don't do like mainstream. I don't like do a bunch of boy girl like orgy scenes or anything like that. But even with those situations with those performers, for people to like assume that they're just gonna like be trying to fuck everything that moves, it's like, oh no, you like to get paid. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly. But if your boyfriend wants to pay me $20,000, yeah, I'll fuck him then.
But then I'm also gonna need paperwork so that I can use the and they have to sign waivers. It's like, it's so much more intensive than people think. It's like people think that with porn, like, people just show up, like, meet on Craigslist or something. They're like, hey, you want to make a porno? And it's like, maybe back in the day, but now there's, like, there's regulations, there's testing. And it's like, here's people who are put into a situation where it's like, we have all predetermined what's going to happen.
Yep.
There's a yes and no list beforehand.
Yeah.
There is a rate of pay. There is like the acting fee. There is like a whole crew. There's someone there to literally ensure that nothing bad happens on set. Like, there's someone, it's a whole safe environment where people are going to work.
That's it.
It's, and most of the time it's like, some people think too, it's like, oh, it must be so hot. It must be so hot. And so it's like, no, there's like so many cuts. It's like, you gotta move your leg because you gotta open up. And it's like, it's not like actually having sex. It's
the
portrayal of sex for an audience.
That's like, right.
So, and then even with things
kind
like
of the pole, same as pole, right? It's like, you'll post a little snippet of like something that you've been training for a while and it's smooth and effortless, but then you don't see the behind the scenes of like, oh, fucked. Sweat dripping off your armpits. Like, I stink a bit now.
Oh, I'm sure I smell. Yeah. It's lovely on here today. But it is, you don't see all like the nitty gritty, dirty, like behind the scenes stuff or like
and
all
how
the
hard
work
it was to like get to that point.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like people like posting things on Instagram with like, here's this PR lift, or like, it's not like I post every time that I fail a lift or like, or, you know, throw up my back almost trying to do some deadlifts I can't do, or like the certain angles where it's like, you know that you should shoot this from behind because if you shoot from the front, your face will be like, like, it's not, nobody wants to see that. Like, you, that's the thing with
if
social media.
If you slow down some videos of pole dances, you'll see those faces. You see those faces because you end up in some pretty weird positions.
Yeah, just like trying like not to have a poop face while you're trying to like hold yourself up and not fall down.
Yeah,
and
all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but that's the thing with social media that I think is like, I know that people must recognize it, but I feel like not as many people do by now who should, that people are posting the best version of what they've created, even what you see posted. There's probably like 50 other versions that didn't make the cut.
Yep.
Like, and that's
just hit my camera roll.
It's not real life. Exactly. Yeah. It's not real life.
Yeah.
Real life is like all the dirty nitty gritty, like here's your down day. It's like, you could be feeling like shit one day or have like injured yourself on pole and then be like, but I have this video from this time where I looked great and I felt great and I'll post this today.
Yeah,
and it's like,
it's not
the real version of yourself. It's like putting your best foot forward for things like that. So social media is a cancer.
It is.
But man, it's crazy
it's good. Sometimes it's good because it helps you perfect your technique in some areas, but also it can be a double-edged sword. Like, yes, it can help you strive to be better and work better and work on your technique. And
it can give you a lot of
your
good
best
cues.
Version.
Yeah.
But then also you can fall into the category of like, I'm not good enough. It's not perfect enough. Yeah. I'm not going to post that.
It's not happening enough.
Exactly. So I think you got to find a happy
balance
and medium. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I just think like social media is good in so many ways and we're never like going back from it. But I just think back to to like before social media was a thing, like when MySpace was first starting and all that, and like aging ourselves here, but like for real, because I remember I was so excited when the internet like first came out, and I was like, oh my god,
wow,
I have all these online friends that are definitely girls who are my age.
Yeah,
probably not. but it is like such a cool world. You can find so many things, and like with AI coming out now that we were talking about earlier, there's so much at your fingertips. Mm. But I also think like some people, and I've fallen into this myself at times, get too trapped into it, and you have to like kind of step back and be like, where the real world is still here.
Yeah.
Still have to like not
live
try
in the
to,
real world.
Yes. Yeah. Live in the real world, post in the fake world.
Like, yes. And kind of
have some separation between the two. Cause I'll have to do that sometimes where I'm not, I used to be a lot worse about it, but I used to like just spend time like looking at other people like what trends should I be doing, what should I be doing here, and I'm not doing enough here, and then I'm like, I've spent way too much time on my phone for like what,
thinking,
and I don't feel
what?
Good
exactly, like,
no.
Exactly,
you feel good doing things like today, like that's going it. To the studio and trying and failing and trying again and
laughing and having a good time.
It was so fun. I haven't had that much fun in like so long.
Really?
It's really nice. It was very lovely, and thank you so much.
It makes me happy.
It was so fun. Well, actually, I should probably, maybe David, between us, I'll share a little video that Caroline and I did. Here it is. You can see how Caroline is so beautiful and effortlessly fluid, and then there's me kind of looking like a walrus humping a pole, and it's kind of fun.
Wait.
Got the...
I'm moving the chair. Wait, ready?
Send it.
That was pretty impressive.
I really feel like I do have to try to figure out how to make my knees go in and out. It's like I get to that point where I get the first couple momentums, but then like everything just wants to move, and then it's just it doesn't work at all.
You did awesome though.
Thank you.
You did.
Well, so did. You're just amazing. How long have you actually been teaching pole?
So I reckon I auditioned a few times when they used to have auditions to become a pole teacher.
Oh, that's like actually auditioning to do that.
Yeah, cool. They did. So I think I auditioned maybe twice and I didn't get the role. I was so pissed off. Like I wanted it so bad.
Yeah.
So I just kept trying, and then I think it was about a year and a half after I started.
Oh, wow. Really fast then.
I think because of my history with Taekwondo and then, you know, I did gymnastics when I was younger. So I think I kind of already had some level of understanding and body awareness that would help me transition into something like pole.
Yeah. Plus, I feel like you're a person who, once you want to do something, you're just going to keep trying, because you're like, I'm pissed that I didn't
throttle.
Get it, so now I'm going to try even harder.
That's
to get
right.
That time, try even harder until you get the thing you want, which is very admirable.
And also, I felt like I had the drive to prove all of those bitches that were like, you just need this for attention. I was like, actually, no, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm really good at it, and it's amazing. And
now I get paid. So
yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. Yeah. And I've also danced on the stage with Snoop Dogg.
Yes, I was actually going to ask you about that too. Like, how was that?
Fucking unreal. It was like, I couldn't care less if I never performed ever again.
Yeah.
It was like the
pinnacle.
It could
be culminated right here. Like in this
exactly.
Moment.
Yeah, it was... so amazing. Yep.
That's awesome.
So amazing. And now it's like the topic of conversation every time that, you know, we do see some of those people that are still in our lives,
like, oh,
but
I'm
not
sorry,
really.
Have you hung out with Snoop Dogg?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh,
no?
Did you dance with Snoop Dogg? Yes, I fucking did.
Yes, I did. And it
was
amazing.
Yes, I did. It was, a surreal experience.
That's so cool. Yeah, it is interesting, like, the things that, just something like this that you're like, oh, this just started as, it's like the paths that life
essentially
takes you
a hobby
on
yeah
are so crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Because I was talking about this, like, I think last episode with my co-host Laura, about how you look back at your life when you reach a certain point, because like I'm in my 30s and you're whatever you are, 20s. But you look back and you're like, all these lives, like it feels like these mini lives that you've lived, and you're like, yes, that was me. Mm. Yes, those were things I did, but it's somehow still that person, but totally elevated. And like, you're on these different
totally elevated in life.
It's like someone takes the book of you and just keeps rewriting it over and over and over again. We've had so many experiences. Mm. Like, to think that you're like, okay, we're just going to do this fun, silly thing for a hen party. Mm. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, now I'm grinding to be a pole instructor. That's what I want. A year and a half later, suddenly I am a pole instructor. Yeah. I've worked my ass off to get here.
Yeah.
I've lost some people I thought were friends and realized what kind of people they are.
Yeah.
Had these revelations, and it can happen like so quickly. Mm. And all of a sudden your life is just on a different trajectory.
Yeah, totally different path.
There's no control over it.
No.
What do you think about the idea of like free will?
Free will.
Free will versus like predetermination.
What do you mean? Like,
so what I kind of think about, so there's a book my man had me read, actually.
Is it like just letting things happen as it comes?
Yeah, or, where it's kind of
or
like...
Or saying, this is where I must be when I'm...
No, kind of like where it's one of those things where, so I look back at certain things, right? And say, people are always like, all right, would you go back and change anything about your life? And I've always been kind of under the mindset of like, no, because it's made me the person that I am
today.
But also when you look back and think about, I would go back and maybe tell myself this, right?
Yeah.
That version of me wouldn't have listened to me regardless.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things that like everything that you, that has led up to a certain point where you make a decision.
Mm.
That was already going
to
happen.
I think
pre
my husband, I would probably tell my younger self about the choices in men, maybe.
Yeah, but I feel like that's where maybe I would go as well. Yeah. But then I would think also, I don't think I would listen.
I think maybe I would have listened to a few choices. Mm. Yep. A few one night stands.
Yeah. Yes. It's just so interesting to think about, because I'm like, it just wonder, because I think sometimes even about like, oh, the decision to eat this one day versus not feeling it the other day, or like just all these different things. I'm like, it's just, I feel like there's a lot more peace in being like, everything that has happened has been for a reason, and it will just kind of continue to happen. And if something bad happens, something is going to come out of that eventually. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. I don't know about... If we're talking about, going back and telling our younger selves stuff, would you change anything? I definitely feel like I didn't learn anything about wanting to sleep with a guy and then finding out he had a penis the size of my thumb.
Oh,
I'm not sure I learned anything about that. So I would be happy to go back and tell that younger version of I don't think you should go there, because I don't really think you're going to be happy with that. Leave now.
Better for anal.
Leave now. What?
I learned that's better for anal.
It's true. It wasn't even long enough. Like, this is like, see, whoa. I was like, huh?
You learned that it's not long enough.
No, there was nothing saving that guy. Nothing saving that guy. Like, yeah, he should just give up.
The disappointment.
So yes, that's one experience I would definitely say, listen,
it's not worth
it. It's not even worth the time or effort or anything. You're not going to learn anything from this. It's just going to be a funny story.
Yeah, but hey, it's a funny story.
But it was awkward. It was so awkward, because I was like, fuck, now I've got to go through with this, because like, he's into it, but I'm like, this is bad.
I think that's one of the things that I would tell anyone is
run.
That's the funny thing, where it's like, okay, women have to be a certain way, right? We have to be so nice and be so, you don't have to. Just because you're there,
could you imagine,
and
could
the
you
pants
imagine,
are pulled
could you
down,
imagine you'd
you
be
don't
like,
have to fuck them.
Could you imagine you'd be like, see ya.
Girl, yeah, that's what we should have done. Trust me. Right. Listen, my ex-husband.
Hey, hang on a second. Have you seen this pillow?
I have. It looks like a fucked up naked Where's Waldo.
where's
Mad
Where's
Dogs
Wally?
And Hobartians? Hobartians?
Go out in the
midwinter. Derwent?
Derwent. I don't know.
Anyway, it's adorable.
Sorry.
They look like they all have little ones.
Swinging cat. swimming cups. Yep. Anyway, sorry. Well, I just got totally distracted.
No, it's fine. I was just still thinking about small penises.
Wow.
It is a funny thing where we think, like, but, like, now, like, if I didn't have my partner and I was single or something and that happened, I think I would just, like, be like, no.
This isn't happening.
No. Like, it's not, because that's the funny thing. It's like, you don't have to. Just because you're there, it's that thing of, like, you don't have to smile at someone because it's, I hate that.
Oh.
You'd be prettier if you smiled, or you should smile more. But, like, right. Why? Why? Less lines. Give me a fucking reason to smile. Like, what? What do you mean?
Yeah. I'm not going to smile just to be polite, even though you're an asshole. Like, yeah, totally.
It's all that kind of stuff. It's like, and you don't have to, like, give someone a polite fuck. Like, you don't have to.
I'm just being polite, but I give zero fucks.
I give zero. Nah. Okay. Unfortunately, I gave you a fuck. Not much of one, because there wasn't much to fill, but, like, you still have to. I wish I had known that with, like, oh, my God. Some past partners, let me tell you. Like,
surely. Look, I've never, I don't think I've ever asked a guy this, but, like, surely you'd know if you had a small dick, right? Like, surely you'd know that you were going to be a disappointment.
I mean, I get paid to tell some guys what a disappointment they are, but they like it. So it gets them as hard as they could ever be, which isn't very hard. It's so small. Try not to come when you listen to that right now. You haven't earned it. No. Yeah.
Tip jar. Where's the tip jar?
But the funny thing is when, like, it is small and they want you to tell them how big it is. And you just lie. I've just lied. Oh, it's so big. It feels so good. Stretch me out. Like, what? What? It's so tiny.
Yeah.
It's so sad. I mean, there's a point where it's like, there's average, right?
Yeah. Average is doable.
Average is good. Like, and a little bit above average, that's nice. That's some good boyfriend dick right there. You know what I mean? Because too big all the time. And then you're just like, oh, God, again. Like, you know what I mean? But when it's too small, I'm just like, oh, I just don't really like it. But that's the only way that you feel something. So, you know
what I mean? Yep.
And try giving. I remember.
I don't know how we got onto this, but anyway,
with my ex, I was like, I didn't understand why women liked riding, like being on top,
because
it was so small. I was just like, what? It doesn't
do anything.
Just comes right out every time I go up a little bit.
It's gone again.
I never understood until I was like, oh.
Oh.
Oh, wow. That makes so much sense.
But I was like, you're in control.
Yeah. Oh, and I am a control freak. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hilarious.
Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
And then, off of small dicks.
We've paid them too much attention.
Too much attention. We've always given them too much attention. If they want our attention, they should pay.
Free will as in versus
Free will as in determination. So as in I'm just so tired, you have no idea.
Okay. So fun.
Free will as in okay, so like do you think that it was kind of always destined that this was going to be your role? Do you know what I mean? That everything kind of led up to this point of where you are now,
I definitely,
or that you definitely like
feel
made those choices and that you could have made other choices but decided not to.
I feel like I've always been destined to do something within sport and fitness. Mm-hmm. Like, that's always been my thing. And I mean, I used to do ballet when I was younger, and I used to love being on the stage. I used mm-hmm. to love doing my own makeup. Like, it was just all about that. Yeah. And I think when I found pole dancing, it was like, oh, just I can wear these
of everything.
Shoes. I loved shoes, and I loved just the aesthetic of being a woman and just mm-hmm. wearing really awesome outfits that make you feel really good. Mm-hmm. And then also kind of being in the spotlight and being on the stage and like, mm-hmm. even if it's in front of a class, you still feel like you're performing in a sense.
Yeah.
Because you're still that leader. You've still got to like show them what that combination is during mm-hmm. that class. And so it's kind of your time to shine.
Oh, so I like it. I get it.
Yeah. So I feel like that has always been in me, and I feel like I'm at my best when I'm in that environment.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started competing with pole as well, it was like, I am where I'm meant to be.
Yeah. I think it's a fun place to like fall into when you actually feel mm. like you found what your niche is and mm. like your purpose and
yeah.
that kind of stuff for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think also just helping other women find that within themselves mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah. Especially if it's like something that you didn't really have before and you're like, well, now I want to share this with other people so they can feel good like I do. And exactly. so that they can have that own discovery, because mm-hmm. having that discovery of like, it's not always going to be perfect. You're not always going to be feeling yourself, but if you have something mm. that you can come back to that does make you feel that way, mm. that is such a good thing to have, because that's invaluable and nobody else can like give it to you. Like yep. it's, you can show someone and guide them towards it, and it's like, but it's going to be up to those certain people who like find that like, yes, this is what feeds me and this mm-hmm. is what makes me feel good about myself. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. that's like a really invaluable thing to have, because yep. some people never find
that's
what
right.
their thing is. Yep. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So and that comes back into the beginning where we talk about like the jealousy and the like, well, why are you doing this thing that I don't do? And why mm-hmm. do you have this happiness that I don't have?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. is there anything else that you want to share or discuss? Like anything, any cool adventures your pole has taken you on or?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, we only just touched on Snoop Dogg, but yeah, that was like,
that's like the pinnacle.
The pinnacle. So, yeah, I mean, they were holding auditions. And it's funny because years ago, in 2017, I competed and I did a show to Hits with a Bong by Cypress Hill.
Oh, cool.
And then it went into Colored Greens by, what's his name? Oh.
I know the song, but I can't.
Colored Greens. A Schoolboy Q.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
Yes. And so I had like, because you got to be really creative, and like when you're creating a show, you've got to have like a theme, then you've got to have the matching costume, and then mm-hmm. you've got to have it's got to match with the music, and it all just comes together. And mm-hmm. I kind of like always telling a story but also having some truth behind
yeah.
my performances, because it makes it feel more authentic and,
yeah, and more personalized and real. To you, yeah.
Yeah. As opposed to just pretending to be somebody else and mm-hmm. just dance. Like there's no connection, there's no
yeah.
authenticity. So, yeah, I loved this song. Nobody had done this theme. And throughout high school, you know, like I was always the ones at the back of the oval with the boys, like either smoking a bong or having a joint and then going to art class, like just completely ripped, right? And like painting these amazing paintings, right? And yeah. just being so into it and just loving it. And, you know, even the art teacher, like, Caroline, this is so good. You're like, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, good. It's real good.
I can barely see it, but I know it's fine.
I know it's fucking great. Yeah. And then, you know, falling asleep in psychology in the next class, you know, this is how it works. Anyway, so I was like, oh, okay. So yeah, this is like full circle, mm-hmm. you know, like now I can bring all the things that, you know, have yeah. been in parts of my life to the stage. So there's that authenticity yeah. and
bringing out your own
creativity
story
and no one's done this before. So I had like this big giant rainbow bong.
That's amazing.
It's really cool. That's so cool. It was just a cardboard cutout. And then I had like these two smoke machines that were green that mm-hmm. would like blow smoke up and then the green light would come through.
Yes, that's awesome.
So it was just epic. And then I had my little nude costume with like the marijuana leaves on my boobs, Adidas socks. Like it was just
the whole thing.
Like everything that I kind of grew up with, mm-hmm. it was like all now into this.
Yeah, and seeing everything pulled together. And I'm sure like not only like being a part of it, but I'm sure you got it like filmed and yeah. stuff like that. So then you get to watch it back as yes. well. So then it's something that you kind of get to keep forever.
That's
it's
right.
Like, here's this whole storytelling of like yep. who I am mm-hmm. and I can bring that out through my creative talents yep. that I have and new talent I've acquired since the story
Correct.
That I'm telling.
Exactly.
Which is sick. It's so cool.
Exactly.
You gotta come to Vegas. We'll have a big painting day. I'll pull out the big canvases. Yes. Oh my God, that'd be so fun.
Oh, it's happening. Awesome. It's happening.
Yes.
Okay, great.
So sick. Oh, do you still do painting?
I think I kind of, not really. It's been a while, but I guess I put my creativity into my dance.
Yeah, it changes.
It changes. Yeah, and then also costumes, like costume designing. Right, and then
you design all your own
crystals. I had like my own little shoe company where I'd order heels from a specific supplier and then I would like paint glitter on top of that and then paint other little pictures. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool. Yeah.
I love that you're such a creative person because it really is one of those things like, so I was a similar way. Like I just love to create something and mm-hmm. I never know like what it's going to be. Like sometimes it's like, you know, people are like, I'm just into painting or I'm into this. Mm. I like just a little taste
Whatever. Yeah.
of everything. I'm like, yep. I'll design like some sort of costume or I'll put together this set specifically to shoot on. And then that's something new.
Yes.
Or let me come up with this skit for Patreon or let me even creating yes. the scenes that I do. I yes. like to, because I used to want to do film.
Mm.
So now it's like, obviously not film, but it is kind of film, you know, it's just got porn in it as well. So, but it's like creating like the story, right?
Exactly.
And it's creating that, whether you're creating it through like a charcoal or through a painting or through dance or through film, it's so cool to see and realize that there are so many different aspects that you can take that creativity into. Mm-hmm. It's like you said, you were diagnosed with ADHD, if you're comfortable sharing that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. And so like, I haven't been, but I feel like I have those bits in my brain where I just want to try everything and there's never enough time mm-hmm. in life to try and at least perfect any of those things. So I just like keep trying little bits everywhere, but I feel like I need to have all those little outlets.
Some sort of creative outlet.
So much place to put it all.
That's right.
There's so much in here. And if you keep it in, then you're just going to explode.
That's right.
So I explode everywhere else instead. So it's terrible, but
not at all. It's a
hot.
Good thing. Yes, it's a good thing. It's a very good thing. Yeah. yeah. So I think, yes, I don't necessarily paint anymore, but my creativity just kind of all comes into dance and what that can offer. And
yeah, which is also so many other things, because you're creating the things like the sets, like here's this big idea I have and let's see it come to fruition, you know, which is really awesome.
Yes.
It feels so good. Like when you've been planning something and something is just like speaking to your soul and then like actually seeing it put out there in the universe and other people consuming it.
And
just like, yes,
enjoy it. I'm like,
feast on it.
Yes. And enjoy it. I'm like, okay. Cool. I'm pretty good.
Yeah. And now what's the next thing I can do? Because now I have more to get out.
So, I think having that element of like whatever's happened in my life and bringing that into my shows. And then also, you know, like I used to cruise around with the 18-year-old boys in high school, you know, smoking weed, listening to Snoop on, you know, their CD in their car or their tape, if we go back that far.
Oh, I love the old tapes.
And then driving to the local fish and chip shop in Box Hill. If you're from Melbourne, you'll know this. if you know, just look it up. We'd drive to the local fish and chip shop in Box Hill, and then we'd take Mars bars in with us and get them to deep fry in batter, the Mars bars. God. And so we'd be absolutely
such a stalker.
Ripped, absolutely ripped. And then we'd drive to the park and just be totally mung out, like watching the city skyline, eating our deep fried Mars bars.
Oh, that sounds like a
listening
dream.
To Snoop.
That like, sounds like a movie.
Yes, it should be. Next movie.
There you go. Deep fried Mars bars in Melbourne.
Melbourne. So I think, I don't know, maybe I manifested being on stage with Snoop Dogg all those years ago. Yeah. Like, so yeah, when the auditions came around, I submitted, I wore my little like marijuana leaf costume. Mm-hmm. So I think they kind of liked that. Yeah. But, you know, they were looking for your swagger. They were looking for like, you know, how you move to the music.
And you have the confidence because what you're doing has provided you even more confidence. Because first you had the confidence to even start. Mm. But then seeing what you could do, I'm sure built that up even more. So you're all swagger, baby. Like,
yeah. So good. So I think, yeah. And then once I got the phone call, I was just like, oh my God. Like I literally did laps around my house, like jumping up and down for joy.
Yeah.
And my husband's like, what? I was like, you don't understand. I just got accepted. How can I get this? Oh my God.
It's
what? Yes. Yep. So, it was just like, I don't know if there's anything that compares to that. Like, I'm not sure. Yeah.
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 I think that's something we said because you're like, oh, maybe I manifested it. And I think, like, I've always kind of thought it previously that manifesting is stupid, right? Mm. But the more I think about it, I think manifesting is like you have these things inside of you that you want.
Mm.
And I think if you tell yourself.
But also if you project it out there.
Yeah. It is sort of like.
Those people
here
just
are the things
come.
That I want. But it's like if you see something, I think manifesting is more about you see the things you want or you know what it is that you want to try. And if you continually tell yourself that you can or that you put yourself on certain paths to get to those things, it's basically like giving yourself a pep talk of like, you can do this. Mm. And if you're stuck in the mindset of like, oh, that will never happen, or I can't do that, then it never will.
Exactly.
Whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. I don't remember who said that, but it was some basketball player, I think.
LeBron.
LeBron, sure.
LeBron.
Look it up.
I don't know.
But yeah, I think, so it's definitely cool to see that you've given yourself the confidence, because no one can give that to you.
Mm-mm.
So you gave it to yourself, and then you reached this point that you're like, yeah. I did that.
Mm.
And that must feel so fucking good. It's awesome.
That was really great.
So cool. So, y'all out there, you just need to put it out there. Try manifesting. Try putting it out there in the universe, what it is that you want. Put it out there for yourself. And give yourself a pat on the back. And try to find confidence for yourself because nobody else can give it to you. And otherwise, you'll end up a miserable little cunt like the people that were mean to us.
Exactly. Yep. And now they're all like, wow, you're on stage with Snoop. I'm like, absolutely, fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss my motherfucking ass. Mm-hmm. All those nasty things that you said to me back in the day. Yeah. Like,
bet you wish we were friends now, huh?
Yeah. And now.
And dusty old cunt. Sorry.
What a sad life you live now. Yes. Oh, you're married with children and.
Don't seem too happy about
that. Don't seem too happy about that.
Okay, one thing before we wrap up.
Yep.
What is it about people with children trying to get everybody else around them to reproduce?
I don't know, because they want to drag you into their
like,
miserable world of revolving their children, like revolving their lives around their children.
I actually have things I want to do. I don't want to, like, I feel like. And this isn't everyone who is a parent, of course, but
I have a dog, that's enough.
Yes, exactly. I have three. It's more than enough. But you get to this point with certain people, it's like they're just happy to be parents and like that's cool. And they don't like put the shit on you or whatever.
Yeah.
But then the people that are always like, well, when are you gonna have kids? And don't you want kids?
You've
never wanted to culture a life? I'm like,
actually no.
I haven't. I've wanted to culture my own life.
Yep.
Because I feel like it gets to that point where it's like you wanna make a mini me.
Mm.
no matter what sort of kid you have, you can't control what they're going to end up being. They're not going to be a little version of you.
Exactly.
Just because they came out of your
purse. They might be an asshole, and they may never want to, like, spend time with you, even though you've handed every shilling on a silver platter. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, well, I just wasted, like, half my life.
Yeah.
Bringing up a little asshole into this world. Mm-hmm. And now they don't even want to talk to me. So yeah. I'm like,
Or like you put everything else that you could have wanted to do on a back burner and put it aside.
Yep.
So then you could reach a point too where it's not even necessarily that you can start to resent. And I know this because this is, hi mom, she doesn't listen. You start to resent
the life. My mom's dead. Hi mom.
Hi. Hope you're well.
It's one thing to, like, stop conversation if they ever ask you, like, oh, so how's your mom? You just give them a really weird look. It's like it stops the conversation straight away. You're like, my mom's dead.
You're not gonna believe this.
And they go, oh fuck. And then it, like, that conversation's like ended. It's so great. So if you ever don't want to talk to someone about your mom, you just say, my mom's dead.
You could just make it worse, like I did the other day, because I made a joke about my mom not calling me, and she goes, oh, I'm sorry, I was like, oh, she's dead, and they're like, oh, I was like, to me,
that's even better, or with a straight face, she's a cunt,
I mean, not wrong,
yeah.
But it, to me, I've never wanted to, like resent the life of a child because I didn't do the things that I wanted to do. And I feel like that does often happen with people. Like, they feel like they need to, even if you have a partner or whatever, like, you can have a life with your partner.
Totally.
You don't need to have a kid just because it's, like, the traditional thing to do. If you really want a child and have all the best reasons for wanting to do so, sure.
Mm.
Maybe your lifelong dream is to be, like, a mother, a father.
Exactly.
That's sick as fuck for you.
Exactly.
But then don't drag other people into it, because otherwise, if that's what you're doing, it wasn't your lifelong dream. It's once again,
why are you
doing that for attention?
Exactly. Like, I'm not saying that because you have kids that you're doing that for attention.
So, no,
exactly.
I'm just saying that I don't want them, so stop trying to make me have
them. Have them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to change my mind.
No.
By you saying, oh, really? But don't you want this? No.
Haven't you ever wanted to feel life growing inside of you? Fuck no. That's an alien.
No.
That's an infestation.
Exactly.
That's
imagine.
A tumor.
That's going to come out of there.
Yeah, and I don't want to wreck this. It's one of my favorite parts of me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here, is this how we end it? We don't want them. Thank you.
No. Hang on, wait. Let me turn the on button on. Ready? We don't want them.
No kids, please.
No kids.
So your homework for this week, everyone, is to manifest something that you have been dreaming of, something that you have been wanting to strive for, giving yourself a kick in the fucking pants and looking yourself dead ass in the mirror in your own eyes and saying, I can fucking do this and I will get what I want.
And having an open mind to see those doors open.
Yes, because if you're looking at them and you're looking, that's a closed door, you have a fucking hand. Open it. If you don't have hands, maybe you have legs, you can kick it open. You know what I mean? So just go out there, do it, and also follow Caroline on Instagram. Would you like to share where they can follow you?
Yeah, it is poll? Caroline Kazcapstar.
And it will also be linked in the description. If you're watching on YouTube, please give us a subscribe, a like, a comment, all that good stuff. If you're listening on audio, please leave us a rating and share with a friend wherever you listen to podcasts. We would very much appreciate it. You can also join me on patreon.com/twndpodcast for all of the ad-free BTS, all of the extra episodes. We have bonus episodes. I do Thought Takes, which is me ranting in lingerie for 15 to 20 minutes about topics about things that I hate.
And I'm going to try and make sure that Molly updates her Patreon or whatever it is with the video of us.
Oh, I will.
Out. Okay, great.
I will. It's going up. It's going to, you're going to see me looking like a dead roach on the floor, just dying.
No.
Just,
her body's fighting her own rhythm.
So, go to Patreon.
could happen, please.
Yeah. Thank you all so much for joining us, and thank you for joining me. This was very fun. You're the best. I always have so much fun with
you. Too.
You need to come to Vegas. It's going to be amazing.
That would be the best.
This was awesome, and we're going to go eat food because we are so hungry and depleted from all the polling. And I have some nice new bruises. And
it's wow!
I'm going to take some nice photos. I'll share those to the Patreon as well. So patreon.com/TWND podcast. This has been the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast. I am Molly Stewart, and you can follow me on Instagram at thisredheadissfw and follow the podcast on Instagram and X at @TWND podcast. Thank you for joining, and we will see you Monday. Do you know what C-U-M spells?
See you.
Come!
Hey! See you later.
Alligator? After all, come at all?
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.